Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you guys, it's Sunday, so this ain't gonna be no long one. But I'm telling you, I just have to keep bringing this to you. What Sidewalk University does, because what the emphasis is on being a true man. That's what everything is about, being a true man. Okay, you got some game. All right. If you have some, you have some. But do you use it? Can you use it? Can you call on it? Can it help you? Can it save you? See, being a man, now I'm not going to really say I am the authority, but I'm going to say I'm an authority. And being a man requires you to stand on some principles that you developed and adopted into your life. Now, to me, it's my duty, just like it's your duty, to represent those principles in your daily activities. If you go out or if you're at a gathering, no matter where you are, you know, the movies, the park, you have to be careful and you don't want to get into arguments or debates with people. You don't. I mean, if it happens, it happens, but you don't look for that shit. You try to avoid that shit. Because you a man, but this dude might be a punk. And some shit you say gonna punk him off and he gonna shoot you. Man, that's how I think. Bottom line is I want your ass to be here. And it's not because I like you. It's because I'm a selfish bastard and I fucking want to be able to cuss your goddamn ass out. I want to be able to rant and rave at your ass for the next few years. I want to cuss you out and talk about you not having no abadabba. I don't care, man. I want you here. And you can only be here if you be sharp. It's getting too risky to even go to the drive-in. If you're serious, if you're really serious, you'll consciously check that you're representing manliness in all your moves. You know, just as those lionesses are out there lounging around, observing the lions, women are out there observing all your actions to see if, you know, they're attracted to them. That's what women do. That's why you got to always feel like you're on stage. You have to always be in your character. But this character isn't acting. This character is being represented. And you have to understand that's what you do. If you feel like you on stage, wherever you're at, the entire establishment is looking at you. You got to feel that way. Now, if you feel that way, good. So you got a style. You know, even when I'm dressed like this, I be styling. You got to be this way so you will never settle for less. You'll never settle for less than what a man is worth to a woman. See, value is a motherfucker. I did a show on value. I'm sure you got what you got from it. Because right now, I'm talking about being a man. You know, most of you guys have accepted and settled for whatever kind of woman that gives you some action. I catch whoever. Even the woman that give me action, but I'm not settling for her. She's going to give me some action. I'm going to fuck with her. And if I like her, I'm going to fuck with her for a while. And depending on how much I like her, is about how long I'm going to be fucking with her. And I know that. So, shit, I'm representing that. You guys who actually accept whatever kind of woman, you really are the ones I want to talk to. I want you to get interested in SWU. At SWU, I teach you shit. I teach you about style, and I teach you about branding yourself. I mean, if you want to leave that shit to chance, go ahead. But if you buy into improving yourself, I'm going to respect it, and you're going to be privy to the goddamn dope I'm slinging at SWU. That's right. I'm like the dope man. Motherfucker fucked with me for like a week. Then they fucked up because they didn't learn so much in that week about their goddamn self. They sprung. They want some more. There's nothing left to chance at Sidewalk University. Besides style and brands, we study conversation. And we study all that goes with a conversation. A motherfucker that graduates from Sidewalk University knows how to use a conversation as a tool. And he also knows how to use it as a weapon. We learn these things. We learn all kind of shit about conversing that the average person know nothing about, and they run their mouth every day. Everything I've gone through in my life were growing pains for me. You only need to register at SWU. And I'm going to supply the course. You don't have to pay that $850 no more, but you do have to pay to register, $650. It was $1,500. You saving that $850. So what I'm trying to get you to see is that I'm giving you the opportunity that other people's had to pay a lot more money for. And I know I'm going to hear from them. So you need to jump on the deal that beat all deals. And I'm going to do as all successful businessmen do. I'm making my shit available to everybody who wants it. Not only those who can afford it, but I'm saying those of you who faithfully fucking watch my videos shouldn't just watch them. You should be soaking these motherfuckers up because I talk about everything I teach. It just goes over your head because you ain't sharp. You just be being entertained. I'm cool with that. But them motherfuckers out there that graduated from Sidewalk University, they're hearing something totally different than you. Are hearing true abadabba being spit. And they're witnessing just as I told them they'd see. Dude, I can't cover everything in class. But my videos cover shit in just way more detail. It's just motherfuckers listening don't know what I'm detailing. You will when you start hearing. I have designed simple assignments for my students to do. And these assignments helps them excel. If you follow the directives I give, you're going to find you have overcome the obstacle of fear within your first month. Within your first month of study, you're going to overcome the obstacle that each one of you face when you get ready to talk to this broad. You're going to overcome that fear because you're going to be armed with all this game I didn't gave you about fear. Now, if you couldn't see it before, now you should be able to see why I don't care one iota about what you're going to do next week or next month. I care about real shit. You know, whatever that is to you. That's what I'm saying. If you fucking listen to most dudes, you think they were serious as fuck, but they're not. I wonder if that's an indication that that's how the ladies see you too. You aren't serious. They can tell that in your conversation. They can tell that in the tone of your voice. They can tell that because they're listening. They can tell where you're coming from because you don't even listen to them. They can say something you don't even hear. You're just going to say whatever the fuck you're trying to say. I ain't mad at you. I continue to hear the same shit from the ladies I speak with. I don't talk to bros all the time about y'all. But when they be young, I get to talking to them about y'all. And when I tell them about my school, they all applaud me. Niggas need that. Niggas need that. These niggas ain't real. They say all that kind of shit. They say shit like, yeah, these niggas talk a good game, but when it comes to it, they still at home. I ain't mad at y'all. I'm just trying to lace you. You guys talk a good game, but you don't come even close to being what you represent out your mouth. Mama's boys is the phrase I hear the most. And as I've always believed, the proof is in the pudding. And if the way you're responding to this gift that I'm giving you, that I've actually made available for all of you at this crucial time in your life, I'm just saying it's coming. The way you're responding, if it's any indication, your pudding haven't even got mixed. You haven't even stirred it up in the bowl. It's just dry goods right now. So you got to make moves, not excuses. You ask anybody in my group of people who've ever fucked with me, I ain't trying to hear why you didn't do it. I don't give a fuck what happened to keep you from doing it. What I'm saying is this. If you want to get something done, you're going to do it. Anything else is whatever that is. But if you want to get something done, you're going to do it. I've been in the woodshed working my motherfucking ass off. I done made 77 new tools added to the 66 I already had. You got to work. You can't just want something. 346, I see you. What's up?
Rose.
What's happening, man?
I'm trying to get in SWU, but how do I pay you?
Listen to this, brother. Go to PayPal. Choose that slot that says send money. Then you choose my email, or you know my email, right? AskRosebud@gmail.com. Put that in where you sending the money to. Hit me with $650 and you in. You ain't got to buy the course or nothing. I'm supplying all that.
Yeah. So just on PayPal then.
Well, you can cash at me too if you want to.
Is it the thing on your screen that's your cash app?
Yep.
Is the same $650?
Yeah, man. $650.
It begins April 1st, though, right?
Yep.
How long does it last, like the school?
Come on, bro. It's three months, man. I can't, you know, give you all this information. I could give you this information. It's all on my site. You know, everything you asked it. It's 3 months. It's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 o'clock to 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. We do Zoom. You're going to have to do a lot of work, period. You're going to have to learn a lot of shit. You're going to take tests. It's just like being in school, but you're really learning some real valuable shit.
Some real abadabra or what?
Hey, come on, man. You didn't ask me what you really wanted to ask me, right?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna pay the $650, and so I'm gonna join for sure.
Good, brother. I'll look to see you. Get at me, man.
I appreciate you.
You know it.
I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Appreciate you too. The thing is, if you want to do something, it's gonna get done, or you didn't really want to do it. You know, most of you be searching for exact words to use. And these MP4 files gives examples to accomplish your goal of getting at a motherfucking woman and getting results right then. Just about every student, not every student, but just about every student that come in Sidewalk University, when it comes time for them to, you know, let me hear what they would say to a woman, they want me to tell them what to say. No. Use your motherfucking head and think of what to say your goddamn self. I mean, if you think of what to say, you're going to have at least some knowledge about what you're talking about. If I think of what to say, you ain't going to know what the fuck I'm talking about. How you going to catch? Everything has to be right when you're, this is, we learn this about conversation. Everything has to be right. You have to be speaking about something you know about so that if you get questioned, you're going to be able to answer it and not sound like Man, I didn't have all that happen in my group. Even after I give them the formula. Because it's something you guys don't do. And you have to practice it over and over and over until you know how to do it. And that's when you start learning the best way to present it. Come on, man. This is too much you don't know about conversation. And what I'm saying is the only thing I can guarantee is if you do exactly as I say, you're going to come up. That's all I can guarantee. At Sidewalk University, we study how your voice sound. We study your attitude. And we add the confidence in after we study all this shit. But we do that because once you've studied it and you start putting that confidence with all this game to work, you'll see it all works in tandem. It all works together. And it makes you come off as the motherfucker people want to see. This is all it is to it. Get at me, man. Let me know you are working stiff or some motherfucker blazing a trail in the streets, whichever it is. Sidewalk University is game tough because I'm there. I'm teaching it. And you can ask all the questions, present all the fucking situations that you can think of. And you'll see it don't take me 1 second to come up with the answer, correct answer. Why? Because I'm not scared to think. And I know I think fast as this goddamn computer. I do. But what I'm saying is whatever it is, square, somebody slick, whatever, Sidewalk University have instructions on what men do. So get at me. Now, one more thing. This morning and each morning I get up, I get to wake up. I first think of what I'm going to do after I thank God for letting me wake up. But then I think about what I'm going to do today. Then I just get to it. Now, you know, this morning I just got a lot of shit to do that I'm not looking forward to doing. This is why I don't accept those silly analogies about this abadabla in general that you guys come up with. You're cool with your manhood being up in the air. I am too. I ain't cool with mine being up in the air. My manhood is grounded. But you guys weren't laced with real information on being a man when you was coming up. And the information you got was tainted by feminism. Now, it used to get passed down to young boys, you know, manly things, as they grew up. 917, what's going on?
What's going on, Rosebud?
Nothing. What's happening?
I can, so you're saying your course is $650, right?
The registration for Sidewalk University is $650. The course is included.
Okay, so, I mean, but that $650 is the total amount?
Yeah, it was $1,500, but, you know, I've been doing all right. I'm able to do this. What I'm saying is instead of me having you register and buy the course, I'm supplying the course. The course was $850, and the registration is $650.
Okay.
But now it's just $650.
And when is the next class?
It starts in April, but if you really got it now, you need to hit me now so you can get in there because I'm stopping at 50.
It starts in April. Okay, so now I work at 10 o'clock at night. I'm on the east. I leave at 9 o'clock.
At 9?
I leave out to head to work at 9 o'clock at night. That
could present a problem for you, but then I've been thinking something I might do. But anyway, the class is from 6 to 7:30 Pacific Standard Time, so that's right when you're leaving to go to work. But if I get enough dudes that have that problem, I'm gonna have another class, another group. It'll be the same semester, but convenient for the ones that have to be gone at night, you know, be like at noon Pacific time, you know, so you'll have time to do it and shit. I haven't implemented that yet.
How long do the course last?
3 months.
No, I'm talking about when the class starts. How long is the class? I'm
I
trying
told
to
you
see.
Six to seven thirty Pacific time.
It's an hour long.
Hour and a half, bro.
Hour and a half. That's going to be hard for me.
All right.
Thank you.
Be cool.
All right,
you guys. Look, the thing about this, everybody look at what they can't do. You know, that's what's fucked up about all of you. You think about what you can't do first. That's just so ass backwards. You think about what you can do. What I'm saying is, bruh, I ain't really talking about bruh. He might can't make it if that's the case. But he obviously didn't hear that I said I was going to have or implement a second class, which is totally 12 o'clock. He didn't even mention that. So he thinking about what he can't do. So he ain't listening to what he can do. This is why I don't give a fuck. If the motherfucker call me again and sign up or not. Because he losing. You can see he's losing right now. He didn't hear me say that shit. If you guys ain't going to listen, then how are you going to learn? Sooner or later, you're going to realize to get respect from today's women, you got to be confident you're showing her a man of commitment. That ain't saying you committing to her, you want to marry her. That's saying you ain't full of shit. That's another big thing we tackle. Commitment. The challenge for me today is to pretend I enjoy speaking to the motherfuckers be faking. I don't like speaking to motherfuckers that be faking. But since I'm not one-on-one with a faking-ass motherfucker, I can get through it. In life's journey, goddammit, you're going to meet a few people, some of them good and some of them bad. But along the way, you're supposed to learn to discern which is which. And the sooner you do it, the better for you. I teach you how to recognize who to fuck with. Period, man. You can look. I got a scar on my stomach from an operation. I ain't got no stab wounds, no bullet holes, no scratches. I ain't got none of that goddamn shit. Man, my body is perfect almost, except I'm a fat ass nigga, but who gives a fuck? What I'm really saying is I ain't got to worry or didn't have to worry about getting shot at or stabbed on or whatever, because I ain't fucking with that shit. You know, you learn that shit is out there and you avoid it. But it's the unpredictable things about life that keeps you really on your toes. If you want what I'm speaking about, you got to commit 150%. That's the only way to be a man. You got to commit. Even if you don't do what I'm saying, but you have this quality in your own way, I'm tipping my hat to you. To be a man, you need to be committed to the principles of manhood. You don't need to be committed to what the fuck I say. You just need to know what I'm saying is true and do what the fuck you want to do to get it. Good luck with that. Because if you could have got it, you would already have it. I teach integrity, the value of integrity. I teach about chivalry. Chivalry is not dead. Women who respect it are dying out. But there's women out there who really respect chivalry. I want one of them. I ain't trying to handle bitches don't need me to be chivalrous. Some bitches don't want you to open the door for them or help them take their jacket off. Shit. Fuck you, bitch, if you don't want me to. Shit, I don't even want to eat dinner no more. Can't take it. Can't rest your coat. Can't pull your fucking seat out. I don't want to even know motherfucker like that. Bitch, here, catch an Uber. Let me call Uber for you. I'm just saying, that's just the way I am. I teach you to take care of business as if your life depends on it, because the quality of your life definitely depends on it, at least for me. I wake up every morning and got to think of what I want to do first, because what I decided I was going to do this morning last night might not be what I want to do after I went to sleep and woke up. You know what's so cool about that? I got my classes, my students, my books, or any one of the other projects to choose from. But I also got family, too. I got a family life. I got all kinds of things. Oh, shit. I got all kinds of things to do to occupy my mind. Some mornings I like to wake up with my granddaughter and see her, you know, little crazy ass before, you know, the day gets busy. Some mornings I like to lay in the bed and cuddle with my girl. Some mornings I like to watch MSNBC for a few hours. The thing is, it's my motherfucking life, and I'm taking full responsibility for what happens in it. You can't be upset at me because of what I do in my life. Are you doing what you want to do in your life? That's the question you should be answering. You know what? This is on another subject, but could you please share the fact that I have books? I'm going to sell you 5 for the price of 3, goddammit. I want my books out. Just go on my site, rosebudtheauthor.com, and look at my goddamn books. I'm telling you, they're very good books. You all have watched and listened to me talk about, you know, where I'm going with my company. Now that I have the opportunity to blast off, I guess, into my future, I just know I'm going to be accepting manuscripts. But for now, I got to use my own books because they're not going to require any investment from me. I've already wrote them. I've already got damn manufactured the ebooks. So, hell, they're ready to go. I'm looking for big things. Real Fly Publishing. That's the name of my publishing company. RFP. Real Fly Publishing. I mean, the authorities believe the shit they talk about. But I don't believe weed is a gateway drug to other drugs. I just don't believe that. What happens when a young person starts smoking weed, or what used to happen since it wasn't legal, smokers had to go to places where illegal activities take place. Now, just being in this place, this space, that youngster is going to get exposed to all the other shit going on out there in the streets. Not just here, it's going on at his school. The same shit they selling right here, they selling at school. They doing it all over the place. 630, what's going on?
Yes, I wanted to know. I was listening to you. I want to know how to get at a bartender. Is this some bad bartenders? How you get at a bartender?
How do I, man? I'm not a bartender. I don't know how you get into bartending.
No. I'm saying how to get at a woman who is a bartender.
How to get at a woman who is a bartender?
Right.
Man, you get at her the same way you get at the bitch that's sitting next to you on the stool that ain't a bartender. She just a woman serving drinks. So what do you mean, how do you get at her?
I try talking to these women, and they be busy. They got like a whole bunch of customers.
Bro, if that's the case, who's being silly?
Me?
How are you going to talk to somebody that's at work? You ain't even thinking. What I'm saying is, if you seen the male person, and it was a female, and she was motherfucking delivering mail, would you stop her and talk to her if you wanted to?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Okay, now why would you do that? And I'm not saying you're wrong. I just want to know why you would do it.
I won't have the opportunity to see her again.
All right, listen. My point is a mail carrier, I mean, they could stop. They can do what they want to do and have a quick chat if that's the case. A person working behind the bar, if they just sitting there smoking a cigarette because they ain't busy, you might could talk to her. But if she busy, how the fuck can you talk to her? She going to be ignoring customers.
It makes sense. So I should come in there early then, right? Before the
bro,
come in there early.
You missing the whole point. If you came in there early, do that mean she ain't gonna have customers? She's a fucking bartender. People drink all through the day. If you come in there early and she don't have no customers, then yeah, come in there early tomorrow. But I'm saying you got to put work in, man. Can't nobody tell you what to do. That's what's wrong with you guys. You need to be at SWU, bro. That's all it is to it. So you can know these. Every question you ask, you already know the answer. Or else you couldn't even put the question together. So think about it. You guys, you know, as far as that youngster, I'm talking about getting exposed to all kind of shit. The motherfucker might be there to buy some goddamn weed. But before he leave, some motherfucker going to be asking them about buying some blow or some pills or something else. We don't make them want to use that other shit. Buying weed illegally exposes them to that environment. In that regard, I am all for this legal distribution of weed, although I never purchased anything, any of their weed. I still curb service. Any motherfucking way. At least when your kid go in the store to buy some weed, ain't no coke dealers or pill pushers in there trying to entice them to buy some other shit. Selling weed has always made money, but now it's legal and kids won't have to be exposed as much to the dangers of buying drugs on the street. Now, one of the first things you learn in this game, this abba-dabba, is all money ain't good money. And since I always tell you the truth about my life, it may seem like I never lose. Well, I'll tell you, you know SW is important to me. You know, I'm talking about real shit, real game, and just anybody can't have it. I quit fucking with motherfuckers who don't understand, and I ain't allowing that all about the money mentality to get too far. There is a best way to respond to any situation and realize the importance of how you respond to everyday occurrences is the starting point. How do you react when somebody steps on your toes? Well, not literally step on your toes, but how do you respond when something happens you don't like? Do you get upset because your space was violated? Or do you get upset because you allow this instance to even invade your space? See, the latter is principle-based thinking gone awry. Because some people will purposely violate your space. You know, these are the people you check, sometimes with harsh words. The way you react to everyday problems are genuine indicators to how you're going to react to problems in your life. Some problems can be more serious than others, and they don't happen regularly. Displaying the way real men respond is going to be a plus for you. It's going to be a plus to your life. Actually, it's going to be a plus to your longevity. And it's going to be an attraction for many women or any woman who's lucky enough to witness you doing it. There's so many fake motherfuckers. Okay, let me get this private number. What's up, private number? That's why I started not to answer that private motherfucker, because, you know, they are all full of shit. That's why they had their numbers hidden. They just winning with dicks. See, the people are so fake. And then, you know, this dude here, he wanted to get in my school, but I wouldn't have him. Some things are the right thing to do as a man, and that same thing can be the right thing to do, period. Now, when dealing with another person, you should always have paramount on your mind doing the right thing. Arguing over a woman. 909, I see you, baby. What's up?
Hey, you forgot the number.
Huh?
On the screen. You forgot
what?
The number on the screen.
I forgot to put the
like
number
the
on
number
the screen.
The number for the show. Yeah.
I sure did, man. Thanks. Wait a minute. Where my fucking banner's at? Oh. All right, man. Thank you. Sometimes I'll be going too fast. Arguing over a woman or, you know, anything silly could cost you your life or your freedom. And for what? There's no sense in you killing me, then doing life in prison, and that goddamn bitch you killed me over is out there fucking up some other motherfucker's life. Come on, man. I'm going to share an episode in my life where I had to practice the principle of not letting a broad come between me and my partner. Women, all women in the world, importance added together, pales in comparison to what my manhood is worth to me. Now, you know my nigga Tay and I've been dogs since I was a turnout in Hollywood. We both lived and thrived from the principles of this abadabba. Even though we thought quite differently in some areas, who am I supposed to hold principles? Who am I supposed to hold to my principles that's important to me? I am the only one obligated to execute my principled way of life. My dad told me years ago it didn't matter what the other motherfucker thought. It only matters what you think and do concerning your principles. Now, in this case, the right thing to do was to never allow a woman come between me and a partner. And as I said, me and that nigga been dogs for 50 years. And where's that hoe? Where is any of them hoes? Your male friend will be there longer than most women will. It's a little different for SWU graduates. With my word, it's totally on me to live up to it. Now, me and Tay, we was discussing some shit and we disagreed on a point I had made. I told him I wouldn't fuck with his hoe because we dogs. He straight out told me that I was wrong. You know, we debated and then we agreed to disagree. Months later, this bitch came to Hollywood looking for me, and she ran into Tay. She had been asking around for me, and as they should have, niggas was at her. They all tried to, you know, pull detective bitch out here asking for another nigga, and she ain't, you know, but they had the right to get at her. Then she ran into Tay and asked him about me, and he told her he and I was dogs. Then he said, get in, and if you want me to, I'll call him. Shit, that bitch jumped in the car. You know, he rolled around a few moments getting at the whole stalling. And now, at this point, to me, everything is fine. Realizing he wasn't getting action that, you know, he wanted, he reluctantly called me, bud, I got me one. Man, I experienced this shit all the time from that nigga. He was always coming up with hoes. So I knew he wanted me to cap for him. Then he said, but she wants to holler at you, man. Now, this was strange, but shit, I thought, you know, since this nigga my dog, I look past this little shit, you know, and cap for the nigga anyway. So if he say hello, now, being cool with me, Tay should have told me she wanted to get with me. And he was short-stopping the hoe, which I wouldn't have been mad at the nigga. But he didn't tell me. Now, if he would have, I would have came at that bitch differently. I didn't know shit, so I capped for the nigga. Yeah, hoe, you with the top nigga in Hollywood. Follow your thoughts. I said that because me and that nigga was that tight. I had no idea this bitch wanted to get with me until a day or two later when she called me. She had stole my number from the nigga. And then told me the nigga didn't tell me that she was, you know, had came from Oakland to get with me. When I asked her why did she get with Tay, you know, she explained what happened, which I didn't believe at that time. Then I started thinking about the strangeness of this nigga putting her on the phone to talk to me and shit, something he never did before. Then I got pissed. because I realized my nigga had played me. Now, at first, I wanted to confront him. But, you know, the pimp in me took over. I asked the hoe how old she was. She admitted she had just turned 16. I told her that she was too young for me, but if she wanted to, I wouldn't be mad if she stayed with Tay. I was really upset with my nigga, though. But you know what? My principles were at stake, not my friendship with that nigga. So I decided not to say nothing to the nigga and kept rolling with him as if nothing happened. I had to accept what he did was acceptable in the lifestyle I had chosen to live. Who am I to change it? He already told me he'd get at a bitch that was mine. This bitch wasn't even mine. She just wanted to fuck with me. See, that's critical thinking. Because the average nigga would have been mad at Tay, fell out with Tay, missed 50 years of friendship over this bitch. Now, let me say this. You're going to think this is funny, but a year or two ago, now, what I'm talking about with Tay and this bitch was in the 80s, but I don't know, could be 3 years. This same bitch got in contact with my nigga, and they together to this day. Boy, I'm telling you, life is a motherfucker. It just is. You know, and when I thought about who am I to change the shit, that's when my dad's voice came to me and reminded me who promised who. If I would have stuck to my principles with SWU, I wouldn't have took that loss with that. But because of greed and shit, you know, I'm thinking about money. It's all about the money. That shit cost me. Not with Tay, but with my school. Now, on to the next time. Topic. Do I have the shit for you truckers and others who be on the road a lot? I got a trucker's male confidence that gives you the atmosphere of being on campus, but you in your car, your big rig, rolling down the highway. Attending SWU differs only in your interactions with me. It won't be daily as it is in the group. There's 5 modules, each packed with the powerful messages that the course brings out for you to grasp. Plus, you get my guidance on the assignments and new motivational exercises to keep you motivated to do the work. Now, this product will be more beneficial to you. Well, not more, but will be beneficial to you. You get SWU and the course at the same time. And it's only $600. The things I add up to money. But I'm not simply about money. The right thing to do in my nigga's case was live true to my commitment to the Abadabin and true to motherfucking any goal I have. Now, I won in the first instance. But like I say, I lost dearly with Southwark University being greedy for money. If you get into a situation like this, you don't need to be a pimp to take advantage of this game. But if your woman gets in a situation she shouldn't be in with another dude, your friend, you're supposed to think, she knew she was my woman. Now, even if the nigga knew she was your woman, who is supposed to care, him or her? See, you guys say this shit all the time. You don't care if she has a man. But when the shoe is on your foot, you want to fight the dude. This is the reason you develop principles. First, they keep your emotions in check. You shouldn't ignore your thoughts on your principles and become emotional. If you need to respond, do so in a controlled way. Only realize the value. SWU 6:30, you calling back, man. What's up?
Yeah, I figured it out. What you saying? You saying don't talk to her because she at work.
Simple as that. Yeah, bro.
Damn. All right. Thank you, player.
Yeah, be cool. Look, if you only realize the value Sidewalk University have for you, you would be beating down my door to get in. It takes much more than you guys have shown to be real men or real pimps. I don't know what you really want to do. But I ain't going to change the price back up to $1,500. It's going to be this way from now on. And if you're interested, for every goddamn semester you want to start at, you need to pay probably 6 weeks in advance. Because when it gets to 50, I ain't taking you. I'm only taking 50 a semester. So my point is that, I mean, I don't know how quick 50 going to come. It could not come until the last week. I don't know. But I'm telling you, it's only going to be 50. And if you really want in, you better get in early. That's what I think. All right, I'm gone.